Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talked about a few programs back about the virus, the Heartbleed, and different things you can do to protect your computer.
Computer virus, right?
Yes. You definitely want to go to the Torch and visit the app and get some of that wisdom that was shared that day. But right now there's talks about the United States is actually considering ceding World Wide Web, the internet, the oversight to other countries.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, what?
United Nations
up
is rubbing their hands going,
oh,
send it here.
Goodness.
Why China and Russia. You know, they've taken Ukraine, why not just give them the internet?
Yeah. Is that nuts?
That's insane.
And so right now, I mean, even with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, we're still having some issues regarding, you know, privacy on the internet. Imagine if another country, or the United Nations, is actually running the internet. I mean, right now, China doesn't allow all websites to be viewed on their on the internet, so their actual citizens are thinking they're looking at the computer, but they're limited on the sites they can actually see.
The United Nations doesn't even have a Bill of Rights, so
exactly.
But who would ever have thought we'd have to make that statement? But what I thought was pretty interesting about that is that the Commerce Department is the one that developed the URLs.
Commerce?
Yeah, Commerce is the one. ICANN. I had no idea that it was our Commerce Department. So it was almost like their premeditated taxation.
Oh, they already saw this coming,
they
right?
They already saw this coming. And so when you get your, you know, you pitch, you know, www.mybusinessidid.com, that when you purchase that, you get that from ICANN, ultimately. And that, the Commerce Department is the one who put that together.
Wow.
When you if we turn that over, to, we're actually turning over our commerce,
yeah,
you know, to the United Nations or, I mean, who? But we turned over the Arab League, 500 million Muslims. You know, we turned them over to Putin, to Russia. We're allowing Ukraine to be just drawn into to Russia, and the things that are happening right now is just amazing.
Yeah.
And now, if we listen, church, if we don't wake up, if they take control of the internet, understand that's the last bastion of freedom.
Exactly.
In the world, and it's really, I'm sure it's bugging all these dictators. I know it definitely is bugging dictators in America that that you can actually, you know, come on and listen or view or watch, you know, a perspective that you agree with. And that's what we really focus on with BFN TV and the daily radio program is, you know, understand the news, but what about the news behind the news? What does this really mean in the context of, well, let me tell you what this means. This means to us, and you probably have a video maybe you're going to show, I don't know. But this means that that we're losing it. That is a way to control now. If you turn over this mechanism, then they can control through Ethernet and Internet, you know, all your phones, you know, all the everything that goes into the database in regards to the wirelessness of the thing and everything you ever search for, all your banking.
They already know that every single
thing. But the thing about it right now, that's under the Constitution.
Exactly.
And if you move it outside from up under America, it's not going to be under the free country.
Yeah. Putin's going to be sitting in his kitchen with a laptop looking at everything.
Right.
It's like, hello.
Of course, that would be cool for it to go to Israel. You know, if you want to go to Israel. But I doubt very seriously they're going to turn it over to the Knesset.
I doubt it. I doubt it. There are other things on the horizon going on in Israel right now.
Literally.
Literally in the horizon. OFEC. But I want you to watch this this segment as you hear what they're reporting and how this potentially can affect all of us.
Club, Republicans in Congress are pushing the Obama administration to slow down its plan for the internet. The White House is moving to give up the administration's control of the World Wide Web.
Critics say that could be bad for free speech and even business around the world. Jennifer Wishon has the story from Washington.
America has always been the main player in managing the World Wide Web.
Even conservatives who typically want to limit the role of government say it's an example of Washington doing something well.
It's very relaxed control, which is why I think we've seen the internet grow to be an incredible voice of freedom, not just in the United States, but around the world.
In the late 90s, the Commerce Department formed a nonprofit agency called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, which governs the system that assigns website addresses and directs internet traffic.
We're talking about every email, every time that you search something on Google. I mean, we're talking about every transaction.
Sure, every transaction.
But following Edward Snowden's revelations about America's spying activities, the Obama administration is feeling international pressure to give away the authority to direct web traffic. Even the head of ICANN says everyone with an interest in the internet deserves a voice in the management of it as equal partners. But the big question is, if the internet isn't in U.S. hands, whose hands do we trust? China and Russia are waiting in the wings to fill the vacuum if the U.S. cedes control, and there's a great fear that the internet will eventually wind up under the control of a U.N. organization called the International Telecommunications Union.
It's controlled by bad actors. In fact, they've now passed already a resolution through that will allow governments to shut off websites, and that won't be a violation of human rights.
Indeed, many critics worry if another country or countries take over managing the web, it could lead to the suppression of free speech and political dissent, possibly even hurting international business over the web. Congress is considering two actions. One delays the transfer of control. Another requires congressional approval before the Obama administration can act. And there's bipartisan concern. Even former President Bill Clinton thinks the administration's plans are a bad idea.
A lot of people who've been trying to take this authority away from the United States wanted to do it for the sole purpose of cracking down on internet freedom and limiting it and having governments protect their backsides instead of empower their people.
Many Americans are also concerned. Nearly 120,000 people have signed this petition to keep the control of the internet in the land of the free. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Washington.
That's
the issue here is, do you want the U.S. Constitution backstopping your rights of free speech on the internet, or do you want to allow some international consortium created by Russia, China, the United States, the U.N., having that backstop? And under the U.N. Charter, there's no Bill of Rights and there's no guarantee of free speech. So if you want to get involved in this, go to ACLJ.org and you can sign that petition.
It's amazing. You're looking at the fulfillment of what's taking place in the world today. And this is what this is. Congress is considering, instead of just jumping up and going, stop.
Exactly.
Don't even think about giving away our country to. And understand, this is what, I talked about this. Guy gave me a very specific night vision about this prophetic dream. And I shared it, you know, the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. You can see it. But this is what Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18 says, or 16 says, talking about this end time beast, this person. It will force all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a URL from ICANN, a mark on their foreheads or on their right hands, so that they cannot buy or sell unless they had this mark, which is the name of the beast, and the number of his name, of course, is 666. And they're just either saying that your representatives, your Congress people, and your Congress senators, or Congress itself, is considering delaying the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Delaying the transfer. Even the fact that you would even think about transferring this possibility to control the world economy to an unstable world, it's just like, hello, this is like end time. Are you for us?
Right.
You want to ask the question, are you for us?
There was a period in time in America, there were things called non-negotiables. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But we weren't even talking about them.
My head,
on the table.
My heart.
Right. Right. Now, everything's negotiable. Everything's right on the table. It's like, we're going over the cliff here.
Well, and it's so important because they're also considering, they said in this report with CBN, that Congress to to regulate the whole aspect of it. But the thing about it is well, where that the president cannot transfer the internet over to another country without congressional approval.
Mm-hmm.
They're considering this, and understand this, that matters. Then, you know, what values do you have when you're talking about wanting to leaders in your nation before they, you know, meet them and find out what their values are? What are your values? Do you value our Constitution?
Right.
Do you value the local businessman? Do you value the Bill of Rights? Do you value? I mean, are you going to get in office and hand our country away? Right. Are you going to come against Israel? Are you going to?
And it sounds like what you're saying. It sounds like, well, of course, doesn't everybody? You'll be so surprised at the amount of people that don't even care about the Constitution. I mean,
they don't even know what it says.
They don't know what it says, but politicians that don't agree with, they want to change it. They want to amend it.
Right.
This is real. You know, so I was watching something with my son, and my son was like, really? You know, but there's adults that know the same way.
Before we go to break, understand this. Every congressman, every representative, every senator, every president, every governor, all these political leaders, this is what they did. They stood up, or sat, but probably stood up, held up their right hand, and they swore an oath. And you can find this oath on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. They swore an oath, and this is the oath that we expected our leaders to take from the beginning, that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, which means you need to know it, you need to uphold it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I will defend her. I will defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, which means the last thing you need to be if you're a leader in this nation is an enemy of the Constitution, because the whole purpose was that you've been selected as a leader to defend her, mm-hmm. not to destroy her.
That's right.
And so we just want to encourage you to get involved and find out the values of the ones that you are maybe choosing to be a leader of your nation, and understand something like this, turning this over, is like turning over the control of the economy of the world. And understand this, you think, why would somebody so intelligent want to do that? Because this is what I personally feel. That's because whoever they want to turn it over to, they feel like they have control of those folks.
Yeah.
They're not turning it over to this person or that person, because they could pull the economy out from President Putin right now. They have total control over his economy. They could crash it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're not doing that. And it could stop instantly based on reports from Pat Robinson and CBN. He says over and over again that all you have to do is just, you know, mess with the economy. And it's,
yeah.
all of a sudden Russia can't even afford to even do that. But they're not doing it. So the only reason smart, intelligent people would say, let's transfer all this wealth and knowledge and wisdom and gold over to some other country other than our own, is they feel, or whoever's behind the scenes feel, they have total control over that particular people group,
yeah.
over that nation, and they will work through them,
mm-hmm.
which, as we know, is a Jezebelic type, mm-hmm. you know, type of spirit that's going on. We were just speaking about, you know, what is taking place, and we're just totally amazed with the internet, yeah. and how, you know, ICANN is actually our commerce department that set that up, and they issue them, I think, for free, and they just, it's a nonprofit.
For now,
and then you can pay a small amount of money for it. Can you imagine all of a sudden, just overnight, people start getting charged $100 for your URL?
Well, think about this, getting charged the tax for your email. I mean, they say every time gas goes up one penny, it costs the United States Post Office millions upon millions of dollars just to deliver the mail. Mm-hmm. And so,
well, I mean, you're talking about the internet,
yeah.
in regards to just the URL alone, just the URL, because they already charge you for it. They don't charge you for any emails, so they can just overnight,
all right, put a stamp on every one of them.
And they do this. They overnight, all of a sudden, I don't know how many there are. There's quite a few websites that overnight, they could just double the price and create revenues for the United Nations, and all of a sudden, whoever controls the money controls the vision, and then this mm-hmm. whole mark thing going mm-hmm. down. And it's like, so who? In times, it looks like presently, whoever nation controls the internet will determine what's going to happen to the future of the earth. You know,
yeah.
of the earth.
Wow.
I mean, the internet was so significant in the Arab Spring in Egypt that one of the Egyptians named their kid Facebook.
Mm.
Isn't that interesting when you interpret the language? Like, wow. You named him Facebook, you know? Wow. He has his Facebook beat Google. You're right.
He's Apple.
Right, right, right. Oh, I know. This is Netscape. We had no idea it wouldn't make it.
And that's Yahoo.
Yeah, that's a Texas one. And so overnight, they could just, because they charge you money now. People don't know that. They actually, people who have websites, their URLs, they charge money for that now.
Right.
Well, you turn that over to the United Nations, that money would go to the United Nations. Mm. I mean, think about that. Mm. And all of a sudden, they could say, hey, let's just, and that alone will stop a lot of traffic. When people start having $1,000 for your web space and the rim. And then they can shut you down. And that's what they're talking about. The United Nations has articles now that they've approved that they can, nations can, they said it's okay for them to shut down websites. And people say, well, that's just, I don't mind that. It's because it's not your website.
Right.
You know, and the one thing, let me tell you what, darkness is going to shut down. It's going to shut down light.
That's right.
It's not going to shut down good deeds and that kind of thing, but it's going to shut down the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the message of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's all it wants to do anyway. It wants to control folks. And so I want to encourage you, pay attention. That's why we're, thank you for tuning in to VFN TV, the TV and the daily radio program, because that's what we want to do is give you a perspective. What does that mean? And understand this, it is not in Congress's prerogative to give away your company. That's an American company. They just can't say, we're going to give away this thing that was invented, in America, and they want to give it away, and say, well, they're not going to give it away. They're just going to give away the URLs and the assignment of that. Right. It's like that's like giving away the roads that leads to your workplace, and they're giving it away, and they're talking about it. So we can pray and understand. The prayer is this: the prayer is not, "Dear God, keep them from giving it away." The prayer is, dear God, forgive me for the sin in my life.
That's right.
Because this is obvious. Like the man in Washington, D.C., he said, this is because of my sin and what I've done in this nation and how I didn't honor God, that this is happening. Dear God, forgive me. Cleanse me, Lord. Restore our nation back to its original intent. But understand, prophecy, if this is prophecy being fulfilled, there's no stopping it.
Mm-mm. Right.
Which I feel very strongly that there is a window of time for the church to, think about it. All this time, you could have been online for Jesus, but maybe you were online for darkness. Mm. You could have been spreading the word, and instead you were actually letting the whatever the world was doing come in over you. I mean, this is a window of opportunity that an oppressed Chinese man and an oppressive government can start a business and make a product that the world can buy, and he can be empowered. When I think of a particular man in China right now, this is a billionaire, because this is kind of power it has to be able to, the freedom that it has, and you can do that for Jesus right now. You can take a hold of this internet and say, you know what? I'm going to begin to use it for God's glory. I'm going to begin to maybe do a blog, maybe record your testimony. A lot of things are happening on YouTube. You can do that. But just say, God, we're not gonna just let it go to evil. We're gonna use it for good. Mm-hmm. And think about it. There's so many different ways it can be used. And one way is to begin to just find out what's happening in the context of the world. You don't have to travel the world. You can sit there in about 5 minutes, and you can, as we were talking about what was taking place in a dream the Lord had given Steve, we're able to immediately go to South Africa, Johannesburg, and go exactly to the particular company that God was talking about in the dream. Because of the internet's making that available. Right. Now if they start charging you for it, which means they're going to regulate it. And one way they regulate things is by charging money for it. Once they start charging money for something, then that's when they can regulate it. Like, for example, healthcare. Once they made a tax, then they can regulate healthcare. And it's happening right before us. That's next with the internet if we don't pay attention. Dear God, forgive our sins. Stop this nation from being turned over. Lord, we ask you for revival. End abortion, sin revival. Send a second great awakening, third great awakening, and a second Azusa Street. Dear Lord, we ask you for it in Jesus' name. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida.
to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.